Well, it's a big show. Biggest show coming to town this week is brought to us by the Granada Theater. Go to the Granada Theater website, that's granadatheater.com, for their show listings or tickets. On our list, we have six candidates, six big shows coming to town this week. We're going to run through the entire list, and then we're all going to vote at the end of the segment on which we think is the biggest coming to town. All right, candidate number one. We fast forward to Friday night, next door to the ticket mothership at the American Airlines Center, Ed Sheeran.
He's had a bunch of hits the last couple years.
The club isn't the best place to find a lover, so the bar is where I go. Me and my friends sat at the table doing shots, tripping fast, and then we talk slow. Come over and start up a conversation with just me, and trust me, I'll give it a chance. Now take my hand, stop it, and the man on the jukebox, and then we start to dance. And now I'm singing like, girl, you know I want your love. Your love was handmade for somebody like me.
I guess I don't mind him.
I don't mind him either.
But I don't necessarily seek his music either.
No. No, but when I hear him or I see him on an award show, he always seems to be a pretty good performer.
People had an unreasonable freak out when he had a cameo on Game of Thrones on the season premiere.
Oh, really?
Yeah, he like caught so much flack for that for whatever reason. He had to like shut down his Twitter account.
He play a dragon?
No, he didn't play a dragon.
Did he play a sword?
Yes.
And here he is with his latest batch of suck. It's Ed Sheeran.
At age 26, he's already been awarded the Most Excellent Order of the British Empire.
That's a ridiculously named honor.
Take that.
Take that for data.
What the hell?
This will be sold out, though. The American Airlines Center. He's a big name.
That's a big shoe.
All right, that's candidate one. Candidate two, also Friday night at Starplex. It's a twin bill featuring Foreigner and Cheap Trick.
Oh, man. I saw Cheap Trick there last year.
Oh, did you really?
Yeah, they're still great. Really loud. We were pretty close to the stage, too. My ears were ringing for a while. Who's the cat who's singing for Foreigner now? It's another game show winner.
Fake Lou Graham.
Yeah.
Or guy they went out and found.
Arnel Pineda.
No.
Ed Sheeran.
No.
Gaylord Perry. Did Gaylord Perry win a contest?
Gaylord Perry is not the new lead singer for Foreigner. No way.
No. How do you know?
Just guess it.
I've never been a big Cheap Trick fan, but there's a song that's getting a lot of airplay off of their new album. Jer, I've got it in here. I love this song.
I heard it's good. I hadn't heard the new record yet. Yeah, they're still putting out records.
They've got three or four new songs. This is my favorite of all of them, and I can't get enough of this song. It's called... I'll find the name here in a second.
Okay.
Turn down the reverb.
I got a friend who's a huge Cheap Trick fan, and he said that record's really good.
It's called Floating Down, this song.
Okay. They're still great in concert. Robin Zander still sounds awesome. Rick Nielsen still has a ton of bits. And he played the five-deck guitar, I think it was, at one point.
That is so stupid. Unnecessary.
The thing is so heavy. Looked like it's about to topple him over. And, yeah, it's really funny. And his son now plays drums. Bunny Carlos no longer plays tours with him. Hmm. But they're still great.
This would have been a massive show in the 80s. It's still a pretty big show.
Yeah, you bet.
It's Starplex.
Cheap Trick will bring it. I don't know what Foreigner's bringing these days, but Cheap Trick will bring it.
Our candidate number three, biggest show coming to town this week, Friday at the North Texas Fairgrounds. It's time for the North Texas Fair and Rodeo again up in Denton. And Friday, the headliner is Josh Abbott.
She looks like Texas, not look like Tennessee.
Is that right?
Close. She's like Texas.
Oh.
She likes me.
He played this in studio once.
Yes, he did.
She's as free as blue bonnets in the summer.
Yeah, the North Texas Fair and Rodeo is awesome. I go every year.
She's as hot as the
try to catch at least a couple of musical acts. You always have great Texas acts there. And, yeah, they have dudes from all over the country roll through there and play, too.
Like the hills that surround Austin.
Austin?
She's as bright as the Dallas sky.
All right, that's candidate three. Candidate four, biggest show coming to town this week, Saturday at Starplex. I will be in attendance at this show.
Where are you going?
To see Deep Purple and my good friend Alice Cooper.
Are you really going?
Deep Purple.
Okay, that's slowed down.
The story behind that is...
No, it's not.
Yeah, that's not slowed down.
That is slowed down when he said purple.
No.
I don't
think
so.
Deep Purple.
Okay, that may be a little slowed down.
I have not edited it.
Purple.
You have not what?
Edited it.
That sounded a little slowed down, but that was
and
when...
Am I considered to be...
The master?
Do you have that whole thing?
I'd have to find it.
Way to go, Craig.
Who I consider to be the master? Deep Purple.
We were at Albert Hall on our road trip to London for the Cowboys Jacksonville game few years ago.
Now I know how many a-holes it takes to fill the Albert Hall.
And while you guys were inside getting drunk, I was outside getting audio for the P1, and I ran into a complete burnout. He looks like
he's just nice enough to grant you an interview.
He looks like you would imagine. He had long gray hair. He weighed about 70 pounds. Wearing a black concert T-shirt. And I asked him all the acts he had seen at Albert Hall. And, of course, he talked about a few of them. We had those at
Deep Purple. The monster.
I think he's the monster.
And an abortion.
The monster was Jeff Beck.
Yeah.
Right.
Who I consider to be the monster.
I can't find the whole one.
Oh, that's okay. And of course, Alice Cooper's on the bill. And I don't know if I've ever told you guys the story of when I literally ran into Alice Cooper.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
it was at the Detroit airport, just in case you don't know. And I was at a magazine stand. And I put down the magazine because I had to go get my flight. I turned around, and I bumped into someone. We just ran right into each other, and I took one step back, and I went, Alice Cooper. And he said, how's it going?
Hey,
and
Craig.
Then we went about our separate ways.
Wonderful
That's
story.
Incredible.
You got to write a whole book about that.
I've been approached. Bantam Books has approached me about a deal, but I just don't know if I can stretch it into 200 pages.
I don't think
you can. You seem to stretch it into 15 seconds, which is about 13 too long.
Purple.
That's been slowed down. Don't do that to that poor burnout.
Gosh, it's better to burn out than to fade away. He was a nice guy.
He was a wonderfully nice burnout.
Oh.
I always loved this song, especially when school was really out for summer.
Overrated song.
Hey.
He even did this song on The Muppets. He did.
I like Alice Cooper. A lot.
A lot.
He's got melt face.
What is that?
Melt face?
Just his face is melting off.
And you get on me for calling a guy a burnout.
Well, that was offensive. Melt face is a loving tribute.
All right, Candidate 5, biggest show coming to town. Saturday as well. This at the Aardvark in Fort Worth. The ticket's own Rhett Miller.
Ooh, I may be going to this.
You saw the show in L.A., right?
I did. It's great.
At the Troubadour?
Great. Yep.
Did you get backstage?
No, I don't have that kind of access.
No.
And I think he's straight.
Was Dan McDowell there?
Oh, I think I'm talking euphemistically. Dan, I don't think Dan was at the show. He was at this party we went to in the hills before the show. But I don't, remember seeing, I don't remember seeing Dan at the show.
I thought he did.
He was threatening me that he was going to go.
How was he threatening you?
He just would threaten me every day that he was going to go.
Brett's so great.
He is incredibly, incredible
songwriter.
Talented.
Such a great voice. Such a great performer, too.
Yeah, he expends way too much energy on stage. Yeah. I'm, like, worried about him, you know? Like, he's not getting enough calories.
All right, that's Candidate 5. And finally, Candidate 6, biggest show coming to town this week, Sunday at the Granada.
Uh-oh.
The Fix.
You're dang tootin'.
Oh.
Yes.
That's a gross thing to say, but...
Well, you're not taking it literally.
Are you going to be there?
Yes.
will it be a fun time for the disabled?
Why is this a fun time for the disabled?
You know who is opening for them is Calhoun, who Danny's playing with.
Oh, God, Calhoun sucked.
Oh, God.
He's in it. Oh.
Yeah, Toby. Yeah.
Toby's in that, too?
Yeah. They get to open for The Fix on Sunday night.
I think Toby is now going to be doing a podcast with Gen X Davey. This is like breaking news.
Well, so they were the last two.
To see that on
CNN. It's a game changer.
They were the last two who weren't doing a podcast.
Right. Man. Well, so now the three of us are not doing one.
Everybody on Earth is doing one.
Gosh, I was trying to give those guys a little pub.
They're both
good friends of ours, and they got a new podcast.
George, we give you a lot of grief about your love for The Fix, but in all seriousness, I'm right there with you. I love them.
They're great.
Now, I haven't been as attracted to their new stuff as you have, but their old stuff, like this is awesome.
This is the first song I ever heard by them, and I thought it was David Bowie when I first heard it. Mm-hmm. And then I learned it was them, and I started following them and loved them. But yeah, and everything from Elemental on up to what they put out just a couple of years ago is still really good music, and it doesn't get played anywhere, but that doesn't mean it's not good music. And they came out to one of their encores was one of their new songs, and it sounded great. And
how many people are still in the band from the day?
All original members.
Really?
Yeah,
that's great.
Yeah,
that's extremely rare.
Yep. Jamie Westorum, Adam Woods on drums, Dan Brown's back doing playing bass.
Weren't you a driver for them at one point?
No, Johnny Sponsler was.
And they, Cy Kiernan and the lead singer, made Johnny Sponsler stop off at a Walmart where he can get some toothpaste.
A tube of paste.
It's so low rent.
I don't care. They're great.
And we went to see them at some club back in the 90s here in Dallas, or early aughts. And it was so Spinal Tap because there were a couple hundred people in the club, and their manager led them out with a little pin flashlight through the crowd.
Didn't want them to fall.
It looked exactly like
that. They are getting that age.
That's where we're going. Yeah, Cy's a great front man, still is.
Even though he wronged you because you brought him up in studio.
It's okay. He's great. He can do whatever he wants.
Gave them all the instruments they required.
He had a sore throat that day. He couldn't sing.
And then he refused to perform for us.
It's okay.
He wronged them users.
Nah, I didn't take it that way. So I can do whatever he wants. And yeah, I'll be there Sunday night.
Gay.
Well, it should be a fun time for the disabled. So,
are you going to get backstage and talk with them?
No, I'm not going to whip them. I just want to hear their music.
Oh, George, you got to get backstage.
No. Maybe I'll go back there and talk to Danny.
No. Okay.
Toby.
What do you think, Craig? If George goes back there and talks to Danny and Toby and Cy's right there, will George say anything to
him? Yes, absolutely. And why wouldn't he? You have access to Cy Kiernan like that?
I wonder if he would remember me.
He'd probably appreciate the human company.
And he did not wrong me. He sent out my favorite Fix song of all time, Outside, to me on my birthday at a show I went to a long, long time ago. He said, "This is for George on his birthday."
Thanks. He's talking about George Harrison.
Oh, he's talking about me. Talking about me. And by the way, Calhoun, their new album drops on Friday, too. So congratulations to those boys.
So
that's what I wanted to tell you about Calhoun.
All right, let's vote. Biggest show coming to town this week is a candidate number one, Friday at the American Airlines, Airlines Center, Ed Sheeran. Candidate two, Friday at Starplex, Foreigner and Cheap Trick. Candidate three, Friday at the North Texas Fairgrounds, Josh Abbott. Candidate 4, Saturday at Starplex, Deep Purple and Alice Cooper. Candidate 5, Saturday at the Aardvark, Rhett Miller. Or Candidate 6, Sunday at the Granada, The Fix, George.
I support The Fix in Calhoun, but I guess Ed Sheeran will win this thing.
Gosh.
Gordo?
I vote Rhett Miller, without a doubt.
I support Rhett, too.
Yeah, Sean? It sounded like it.
I support Rhett Miller, but it's Ed Sheeran.
Jer.
I'm in love with the shape of him. Ed Sheeran.
Fernando.
I support no one. Ed Sheeran.
Oh, good Lord.
That doesn't make any sense.
I support The Fix and Rhett Miller, but yes, I think it's Ed Sheeran. That is The Biggest Show, 5-1, Friday night, American Airlines Center, Ed Sheeran.